Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some r/matterbutthole. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting a like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, and let's crack straight on with today's first story. Now, today's story does come with an update from opening ad 7405, who says, "Am I the asshole for not inviting my adoptive parents to my wedding? I, 30 female, am getting married to my fiancé in May. I was adopted when I was a baby, and my adoptive parents, 50s, did their best to raise me and support me through college. We always had a good relationship, and I obviously love them. When I was 23, I decided to search for my biological parents, and long story short, they were teenagers, 14 when they had me. They are still together and they have two more children. They said they wanted to keep me, but they couldn't raise me, so they decided to put me up for adoption. The thing that really hurt me was that in my childhood and teenage years, they tried to contact my adoptive parents and have a relationship with me, but my adoptive parents refused. When I confronted my adoptive parents, they said that they were afraid that I might prefer my biological parents, so they tried to keep them away. I was hurt and disappointed and decided to go low contact. Over the years, we managed to build a better relationship, but it's not like before. So, for my wedding, I decided to ask my biological father to walk me down the aisle, and he obviously said yes. When my adoptive parents learnt of it, they were hurt and said that their worst fear had come to reality, and if I insist to put my biological parents before them, then I shouldn't invite them to the wedding. My answer was that they were not invited then. Since then, all my adoptive family are calling me an arsehole. So, am I the arsehole? Sorry for any mistakes, English is not my first language." And there's a minor update which we'll cover straight away, saying, "I talked to them and suggested that both our dads could walk me down the aisle. My adoptive parents refused, but they said they did all the hard work and they shouldn't have to share this spot. I told them that I will give them a couple of days to think about it." And as I said, we do have another update as well. And we're going to look for some comments to see if we can get any further information on this. So Pluto the Pimp says, "Questions I'm sure everyone would like to know the answer to. Why your bio parents? Why did you choose them? Why did you ask your bio dad to walk you down the aisle when your adoptive dad is the actual father of the bride? What about your bio parents were so amazing that you felt the need to cut off the only people to ever take care of you?" OP responded saying, "We had a good relationship the past 7 years. We spend time together and we have grown close. I obviously understand that my adoptive parents did all the hard work. I can't deny that, but I also think they were selfish when they decided to keep me away from my bio parents. My bio parents are good people, my bio siblings too. That doesn't mean I would trade the life I had. I just wanted my adoptive parents to be honest and give me an option, at least when I was a teenager. Things would be very different right now. I wouldn't feel betrayed or hurt. I would trust them." OP responded in another comment saying, "I'm not saying that my bio parents did nothing wrong, but they were teenagers. You are saying that all my comments are about me and I'm not thinking about them. Okay, you might be right. I am not thinking about them because I am angry. Yes, they did pay for my college and they were always there for me, but that doesn't change that they broke my trust. It's not black or white. Their fear wasn't real because if I had known, I wouldn't have had any reason not to trust them. If they had told me then, I wouldn't abandon them over blood. It's your choice if you don't want to believe it, but that's the truth." And before we do get into the update, there was a range of opinions on this particular post, so I'm going to try to cover some from different points of view, and then you can give your opinion too. Mish says, "No one's the asshole here, it's just overall a terrible situation. Bio parents weren't equipped for raising you, and likely weren't educated enough to know different kinds of adoption to set up an arrangement where they could contact you. I'm sure the whole process wasn't easy on them either. Especially when they tried to reach out and couldn't get in contact with you. They are now happy to know you and be in your life. Adoptive parents chose to lie about their own insecurity and they kept digging themselves into a hole. Their love for you may be strong, but it is possessive and not healthy. parents should never use the "but I raised you, fed you, etc." argument. They chose to do that. They are definitely in the wrong. They can't just claim the spot of who walks you down the aisle. That is your decision, and you were clearly willing to find a compromise. Yet, I wouldn't call them assholes. Love and insecurity makes people do shitty things. Maybe reassuring them could help, but I don't know your situation, obviously. You are caught in the middle of this and can't realistically please everyone. Do what you want to do and stick with the people who don't make you choose favorites. You guys are all adults and this isn't the best parents' championship. In any case, good luck and don't let the drama ruin your big day. Primary criticism says everyone sucks here. Your adoptive parents for not telling you about your biological parents trying to contact you. You for not being more understanding about their fears and putting them aside when they have raised you. You for only asking your biological dad to walk you down the aisle when you could have also asked your adoptive father. Honestly, none of you seem to be able to have a simple and honest conversation and about accepting that you have two sets of parents who could easily be friends and all support you. Life is sweaty, says, especially after the edits, not the arsehole, and honestly, I'm ashamed with these comments. To break it down, you were adopted. Was it closed or open? Your biological parents started teaching out in elementary school, shortly after turning 18. Your adoptive parents stopped them and hid it from you, their choice. Your biological parents continued to reach out throughout the years. You had zero clue. Once you turned 18, they still didn't tell you. You had to find out on your own 5 years later. I'm going to assume your parents didn't tell you when you told them you were searching out your biological parents. Your parents betrayed your trust for selfish reasons, and yes, it was selfish. And so you went low contact, not no contact, very different. In those 7 years, you built a relationship that was closer to your biological parents while distancing yourself from your parents. While it would have been nice to include your adoptive parents, you don't owe them. They chose to adopt you. They chose to not disclose information that would have probably made you feel a lot more whole inside. Now they're dealing with the repercussions. That your adoptive father won't even think about sharing the aisle with your biological father says a lot. Commenters saying you owe them for everything they gave you. That was their job. They chose to do that. Don't adopt if you're going to parent like this. Your adoptive child doesn't owe you for adopting them. That's your choice. Being an adoptive parent doesn't automatically make you a good person. Closed adoption or not, you need to be prepared that your kid will still go looking for their biological family, and there is nothing wrong with that. And one more because it's a you're the arsehole from the Rare Bikini Shark who says, fellow adoptee here, you're the arsehole. Your adoptive parents made the choice to uphold a closed adoption, which I assume was the arrangement as your bio parents hadn't attempted to reach out until you were older. That was entirely their right. You were a minor in their care, their child. It was their responsibility to keep you safe in whatever ways they deem necessary. It sounds like you are lucky and your biological parents turned out to be decent people. That's not always the case. It wasn't in mine. You also got lucky in that your adoptive family also loved you and were good, devoted parents. Mine are too. Again, not every adoptee is so lucky. Your adoptive parents raised you, and I'm going to assume they loved you and cared for you deeply. It's not wrong of them to be protective of you. Did they go about it poorly? Perhaps. Parents are human too and therefore fallible. Talk to them. Explain why you're hurt and what your feelings about everything are and try to help everyone see each other's perspectives. You have no idea how your life may have turned out if you hadn't been adopted. You never will. But you do know that right now there are two sets of parents who love you, who want to be a part of your life. That's a blessing and a rare one. Don't throw that away out of spite. See if everyone would agree to a group therapy or counseling session. Frame it as a wedding gift from them. Something that would mean the world to you so that you can have both sets of parents in your life and there to celebrate your wedding with you. So now we're going to move on to the update to see what happened next. This will be my last post for anyone who is interested. My adoptive parents are officially not invited to my wedding and we decided to go no contact. It was an emotional conversation. We cried the whole time, but I think it's for the best. They asked me if I can contact them again when I have a child, since I was their only child and they won't have any other grandchildren. I said I don't think that's a good idea. I don't know how it could work. They got mad at me. I can understand why. I told them that giving them access to my future child would require contact. Maybe if we ever talk again, we can discuss this. They said I'm ungrateful. Well, a lot of people have said that, so I guess I am. That I deprived them of any chance for children or grandchildren because they can no longer have kids or adopt. Then things just got bad. I don't think that we could possibly salvage this relationship anymore. I'm sad but also happy for the new chapter of my life that is about to begin. Best wishes to everyone. And RyoRyo72 found an additional bit of information that was cross-posted on True Off My Chest and found a comment from OP which read, "I read that I replaced them and it really breaks my heart. When I was younger, I always imagined that I will meet my bio parents and then all of us, bio and adoptive, will be a happy big family. I imagined of all the big family dinners we would have, almost like a blended family. When I became an adult, I always procrastinated finding them because I was afraid that they would reject me. I used to tell my adoptive parents about all these dreams and they said they would be happy if they came true. They never told me that my bio parents have tried to get in contact. When I learned that, it was like a slap in the face. I never wanted them to be replaced. I wanted a big happy family. And of course, they would be my real parents because they raised me, they gave me love, they always supported me. That's why I'm heartbroken, because we really could have it all, but now it's just a mess." And I think it'd be fair to say on the update, the comments on this post just erupted. Many of them against OP in this particular story. And just a couple of hours ago, OP themselves responded to a bunch of those comments saying, "Okay, so first of all, I do love them. Now to answer your questions, at first, there wasn't any conversation. When I learned the truth and confronted them, I almost immediately went low contact, but over the years we had conversations about this. Their point of view is that they were the parents and it was their right to make the decision. They were afraid that they would lose me, that my bio parents would want me back and I would want to go. Every time we tried to have this conversation, we ended up fighting, so we eventually stopped. I waited for 5 years because I was afraid. I didn't know how my bio parents would react and I couldn't find the courage to reach out. When I got my first job, I was feeling very confident and that made it easier. I maintained a relationship with my adoptive grandma because I love her and she is on my side. The reason she is leaving me everything is because she's angry with my adoptive parents too. Even if she didn't give me a dime, I would have the same relationship with her because she loves and supports me. She had a fight with her daughter, adoptive mum, when she learned that my bio parents had tried to contact me and adoptive parents denied it. Lastly, the reason I don't think I can salvage this relationship is because they are hurt about the fact that I want to have a relationship with bio parents and it's not something I'm willing to give up. Would you have a relationship with someone who is always nagging about the people you chose to have in your life?" And there was a lot of comments and additional bits of information in that story, so I'm sorry if it's a bit confusing or anything like that, or there's too many comments for your liking in this particular one, but I thought all the information was pretty relevant. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? I think it's incredibly difficult. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And our next story comes from Them Throwaways Taken, who says, "Am I the asshole for refusing my boss to propose to his girlfriend at my wedding? I am 24 male, I'm getting married in 2 weeks. I invited my boss to my wedding. Yesterday he asked me if I can tell my wife, 25 female, to give her bouquet to his girlfriend, who is one of the bridesmaids, rather than throw it in the air and he'll propose then. The thing is, I can adjust with this, but a few years ago my fiance looked at one of these types of videos on Facebook and said, this is bad. People shouldn't even ask the bride help doing this and put her in a dilemma. We were friends back then, so I said no to my boss without asking her. He got really angry and said, I didn't even ask my wife and I'm bending over for her even before the marriage. What will happen when I get married, etc. He said he would get the perfect scenery for the proposal and all. Am I the asshole for ruining this for my boss? We're getting married at a very beautiful place, owned by her aunt, so it could make nice memories for him. Edit 1. Wifey is very kind and goes out of her way to help people. I'm afraid if I tell her, she'll say yes for her friend against her own wishes. I want to give her the wedding she deserves, that's why I didn't go to her with this. Edit 2. Wife-to-be is the major breadwinner. She's very intelligent and highly respected. I am the dumb one. I know she will ask me to leave the job if my boss pressures it. But I don't want to sit on my ass the whole day while she works. I want to get a new job after we settle down a bit. I want to give her the world. Edit 3. I'm overwhelmed by the kindness you guys have shown and the time you have taken to make sure my wedding goes smoothly. This is what I'm going to do. Number 1. Tell fiancé. Number 2. Start looking for a new job. I'll update you on what happened. And of course, we do have an update to that, and we've already got an idea of where the comments might go. But we'll cover that in a second. Now, this is a bit of a weird one in some ways. I mean, it's an absolute not the arsehole from me straight away. Let's just get that out there. But, you know, he says I invited my boss to my wedding, not my friend. So I'm assuming that, you know, they're not close friends or anything like that. So for then the boss to come up to you, I mean, anyone to come up to you anyway, but the boss to come up to you who's going to a wedding, which is going to be surrounded by your friends and family, and say, can I propose in front of them because it'd make wonderful scenery? I mean, what the hell? Who thinks this is a good idea anyway? Step into the boss's shoes for a second with me. I'll step in the right shoe, you can step in the left shoe. And picture us going up to an employee and asking for this weird scenario to happen. Can you get your wife to chuck the bouquet? And I know this happens sometimes, to chuck the bouquet at my girlfriend. And then I'm going to get on one knee in front of all your friends and family and propose. What the fuck? Right, we can step out of those stinky shoes now, and we're going to go straight down to the comments. Starting off with Mayata, who says, not the arsehole. At your wedding, everything should be for you and your wife, not for your boss. Hope your wedding went great. Stuff and More Stuff says, not the arsehole. I'd personally uninvite the prick. You said no. Why is he still asking? And being rude too. Sons PF says, Jesus, he insults you to boot. If you don't want that at your wedding, you don't need to ask your wife about it. A no from you is fine. Also, your boss is tactless and tasteless. Electrical Date replies to that saying, just plain tacky. He didn't even ask OP. He tried to inform OP that the bride would give his girlfriend the bouquet and he would propose. This guy is super entitled, rude, and just tacky, tacky, tacky. If he wants a nice backdrop, he can pay for one and plan his own engagement. I would be super mortified if my SO tried to strong-arm someone into proposing to me at that person's wedding. I would honestly be mortified if they proposed at someone else's wedding at all, approved or not. I think OP should let his fiancé know, just in case this guy tries to bamboozle her or pull some kind of stunt on the wedding day. Also, I know it's super tricky because this guy's SO is clearly the fiancé's friend, but in other circumstances, what this guy did was something worth speaking to HR about. This was highly inappropriate since he's in a position of power, and he may now want to retaliate against OP on the job. And one more from Broken Landmine, who says, not the asshole, this is your wedding day. Why would he want to propose in front of your family and friends? Too true. If he was your family, I might understand, but still. Or just be like, sure, I can do this, but I want a 500k a year raise. And now we're going to go to the update to see what happened next. Hey guys, I wanted to thank you for all the advice you gave, so I decided to tell my wife about it. We were taking some me time apart before wedding, so I went over for dinner and explained her everything. She was happy because I remembered something she said years ago, but said we should not feel hesitant to tell each other anything, now that we're getting married. I've promised her to be more open about everything from now onwards. The boss was invited, but I had warned him not to do anything. He didn't propose, and my groomsmen were on asshole duty. I've since left the job for good. We had a very beautiful wedding. I'm here controlling myself from sharing every single detail because I feel you all have become my friends. We sang our favorite songs, cried at the first look. I love being a husband. I love when she comes home to me. I love our little family, us and our cats. Our honeymoon had to be postponed, but we're going after a couple of days. After that, I'm going to start a new job. Wish me luck. And every now and then, we love a little positive update over here.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, don't we? So we got to say congratulations, OP, to you, to your wife, to your cats, of course, and I hope you have a wonderful future ahead of yourselves without that arsehole boss in the background. But now I turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? As I said before, put yourself in OP's shoes. How would you deal with that if your boss approached you with this bizarre request? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved today. Your love, your support, your time means the absolute world to me. Never forget the true difference you make to this channel. It's absolutely amazing. If you do have a moment, would you please consider clicking that like button right now? Again, really helps out. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up. My face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day.